right, we're just finished up the last Monster Pro Wrestling show of the year to a packed house. Welcome to Quick Calls, folks. I am Mike the Ref, as usual, and my two compatriots here. Let everybody introduce themselves, of course. Go ahead, Brian.
I am the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
And you can just call me the smart Daniel Heap.
Yeah, I guess the best way to put it here. We got people pissing around our camera here, but I'll leave Sane Fan out of this. He's a little jealous of our YouTube channel, but I digress. A hell of a card to finish off the year at Monster Pro Wrestling here. The Blitzkrieg show, highlighted by the Backbreaker Media original, the Blitzkrieg match. Five fantastic matches on this card. What did you guys think of the show before we get into the matches?
Brian? I thought it was a great show. We had five great matches, a great turnout in the crowd tonight, an unbelievable show. I love it.
Yeah, honestly, it took my breath away. This is honestly one of the best shows I've been to this year, besides Retribution, of course. And it couldn't have come at a better time of year.
Now, folks, just quickly before we get into the matches, make sure you stick around for the end of the show. You see this little website link down here. I'll explain all that, and I'm going to give you a special discount for checking out this show at the conclusion of Quick Calls here. But let's get to our first match. Right off the bat, we had the Embassy laying out the challenge to the newest member to the women's roster, Phoenix. KJ Cash and Dean Richter in a mixed tag match. Phoenix manages to pick up what I think is probably one of the best tag team partners you can get in the Tattoo Terminator, Massive Damage. This ended up being a hell of a matchup with these four competitors. But that finish, it was a crucifix by Phoenix onto KJ Cash, which she turned into a code red to get the 1-2-3. A fantastic move. Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Well, I thought it was a great match. You had KJ, who's been wrestling for quite a while now, and the rookie Phoenix, in her debut match, she put on a great show, and in the end, she came up a huge win, got the pinfall on KJ tonight in a great match. Great to see. I love these women fighting. I'd like to see them go one-on-one in a singles match. It'd be great to see.
Daniel?
Oh, yeah. To build on your last point, that would be a great match. The two of them would put on a classic women's match. But to this match tonight, it was better than I expected. It was absolutely amazing. You have Phoenix, who I honestly didn't know what to expect, but she showed a lot of talent and athleticism and heart, and nobody can take that away from her. And like you said, the best tag partner you could have in Massive Damage against the Embassy, a group who recently just won the World Heavyweight title, but it is what it is. And yeah, it's just a great match.
Well, the one X factor in this matchup was the referee in Sexy
yeah.
Sam,
yeah.
Who, let's face it here, she got a little excited on that pin, just as we all were about the excitement of that move. That count might have been a little fast, so I got a feeling that KJ Cash is going to be going to the MPW head office to complain and whine and cry like, you know, most of the Embassy does. But regardless, Phoenix did a hell of a job in this match. Massive, unfortunately, thanks to KJ, owes me one chop, which I'll deal with. I'm probably going to get a video of that for you folks, because I know you're all dying to see that.
I know,
but
I am.
Shut up. But you know what? Phoenix and KJ Cash are the future of the women's division in this company, and they showed it tonight.
Yes.
And when I said KJ Cash is a blue chipper, I meant it. And it definitely did show there, so. But let's move on to our second match as I get the... actually, before that, we had a little coming out by the Cat's Meow.
Yeah.
And
yes.
No, folks, it's not that kind of cat coming out, you sickos. We had the Cat's Meow coming out. Nasty Nate Nixon makes a special appearance, complaining that he didn't have anything on this card and demanding a match. Out comes the returning Cheetah Bear, Jude Dawkins, to essentially well, first of all, he wanted to take him on one-on-one. Then Nixon decided that ain't going to happen. The cat's meow jumps in the ring. Tag Struggle comes in for the intercept. And basically the cat's meow got dragged out of there, or chased out of there, which seems to be more of a recurring theme all night. Guys, what'd you think?
Oh, I thought it was a great promo done by the cat's meow. And then you have the cheetah bear to come back. Nobody expected that. And, oh, my God, I want to see him and Nate go at it because they had a quite a great confrontation. And all throughout the night tonight, it was great to see the interaction between Jude and Nick tonight.
Nate, but yes. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, no, obviously it's amazing. It's great to see Jude back, and that's really going to help the company a lot to have one of the biggest faces back from injury. And just having him have that confrontation with Nate right off the bat was amazing, and that is going to be one great match when it happens.
Absolutely, and don't forget, folks, Jude Dawkins is still your CWC champion, so that's something to hang your hat on here right now. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen with this confrontation, even though there was a little bit of a confrontation later. But let's get into our next match so we can talk about it. We had the Cat's Meow in Privileged James Crowder and Rick Jules taking on a new team called the Squad of T.Y. Jackson and Big Ben. Taking on the Shark Club of Tyler James and Sidney Steele. With the youth movement in MPW, these two newcomers, they put on a hell of a performance here. Just fell a little bit short due to the experience of the Shark Club, where Jackson got caught with that super kick German combo. There was some attempted interference by Psycho Sawyer, but got intercepted by Angelica, who was in the corner of the Shark Club, and your new number one contenders for the Big Sexy Beast tag team titles is the Shark Club. Daniel, do your thoughts on the match?
It was a great match. Honestly, I didn't know what to expect from the Squad when they came out, but they held their own, and they were actually a lot better than I expected. But with the Shark Club winning and going on to face the Big Sexy Americans or Sexy American Superstars or...
Nobody gets that name right, folks, so
whatever
feel
their
bad.
Name is now. I feel like that's going to be a great match, and it's revitalizing the tag team division here in MPW.
Brian?
Oh, yeah. I thought this was a really great match. Like you said, we had the young team of Big Ben and T.Y. Jackson tonight. They put on a great show, but in the end, no, you had the veteran team of Sidney Steele and Tyler James pick up a huge win, and James Crowder and Rick Jules, they put on a great fight, but just in the end couldn't get the win. And the Shark Club, they have a huge tag team title match next month against All-American Sexy, whatever they are.
Oh man, I want to see how many ways we can butcher that name, guys.
Yes, but I know, sorry.
You had Rick Jules in there who really showed that he was the ring veteran in this group. Controlled the match throughout and then finished it. Just didn't get a chance to finish it off after a blind tag by Sidney Steele onto Jules. Gets in the ring and they end up hitting that double team finisher to finish it off. Very savvy work by the Shark Club, and now they get their chance at the Sexy American Superstars. And I'm hearing it's either going to be in January or at the Eliminator in February. So, but going on from there, this had to be one of the matches I may not have been looking forward to, merely for the fact that it was the Big Sexy Beast involved, Bradley Graham. Now, Graham apparently earlier this week challenged the Irishman to his number one contendership for the MPW Heavyweight Championship. Irishman, of course, accepted, and you got this match.
Yep.
These guys went back and forth, two big bulls going at it. Yes, I'm using all of Brian's cliches right now so I can get them out of the way. But he even hits the IRA, but that doesn't keep the Big Sexy Beast down.
Ooh.
It ends up being a moonsault off the second rope onto the big sexy beast, Bradley Graham, to get the 1-2-3 and the victory for the Irishman. This whole place popped. My color commentator, Lumberjack Larry, popped. I got pretty shocked myself. So, Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, I thought this was a really great match between these two big guys going back and forth. You said two big bulls going at it. I didn't know who was going to win, but in the end, Massive doing Irishman doing that top second rope moonsault onto Big Sexy Beast. Holy crap, I thought the ring was going to cave in with those two when he did that, but it was amazing to see that big man do that tonight.
Daniel?
Yeah, like you guys hit the nail right on the head. Honestly, with my experience, a lot of matches with big men go one of two ways. It's either steals the show or it's a total snooze.
Bowling shoe ugly, I believe, is the term we use.
Yeah, that is the term we use. But this one stole the show. Right from the opening bell, they put on a heck of a fight, and then Irish took everybody's breath away. Nobody was expecting it. No. I didn't think he could move like that. And hit that moonsault, and 1-2-3, he's still your number one contender.
There's a reason why they used to call him the Insane Irishman, and he just proved it in that.
Yes.
Without a doubt. Now, going from shocking one way to shocking another way,
wow.
We got our provincial title match coming up next with the champion, Chris Parrish, taking on his challenger, Mystic, who recently got unmasked at the Riptribution show thanks to the Sexy American Superstars. I did not expect the kind of match that we had here, folks. This one stole the show for me in many ways.
Yep.
In the end, it was a... damn it. Goddamn provincial champions getting in my face as they're trying...
I am inside you.
Anyway, Parrish threw everything in the kitchen sink at Mystic. It finally took a frog splash off the top rope.
Shiny dome you got there.
To taking fancy stuff here while I'm at it, too. Off the top rope, getting him the victory. Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, like you said, this to me was the show stealer of the night. These two really great wrestlers going at it. You had the veteran Chris Parrish taking on the rookie Mystic. And my God, Mystic took Chris Parrish to the limit. He almost had him at points in the time, but in the end, the veteran Parrish with a huge frog splash from the top rope picked up a pin. But my God, what the praise that he gave him at the end of the match was just incredible to see. I loved it.
Daniel?
Honestly, I feel like I say this a lot, but that match with Chris Parrish stole the show. Hands down. He brought a lot out of Mystic, who this was his first one-on-one singles match here in MPW, and it was amazing. He is going to be a champion someday soon in this company, like Parrish said after the match. And you could tell, he pushed Chris Parrish to the limits during the match. I've never seen Parrish work that hard for a win in a while.
Get out of here, I'm trying. I wasn't going to say that many good things about his match now after that, but anyway.
Talk about your dancing.
Oh, boy.
I have no idea what he's talking about, folks, but you know what? Mystic is going to be a hell of a champion here in Monster Pro or wherever promotion he decides to go to, and he put on a heck of a performance in his first singles match. I don't think you guys could say it any better than
you
did.
No.
But let's get on to our main event, the Blitzkrieg match, the Backbreaker Media original. Yes, folks, I came up with the dang concept, and I'm not going to let that go.
And we love it.
It's the major winners. It's the winner of the major four cards over the year, the Leo Burke Cup, the Eliminator, the Tag Team Tournament, and the Ripper Royal, all challenging for the Heavyweight Championship. Coming out first, you had Kato and Kid Cyrus going at it back and forth, immediately followed by the All-American Steve Rivers, and which turned into a $5 alliance, I think is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
It just... Yeah. quickly followed in by Maniac, who came in via the top rope and gassed himself out within the first couple minutes real quick.
Big time.
Yeah. And then from there, you had... running through back and forth through my head here. You had the champion, Crazy Core, come in. Ended up being a 3-on-2, essentially. It was every man for himself, but it broke down into a 3-on-2 matchup. And just as Sean Martin was coming in as number 6, the triple team on Kid Cyrus was too much, and he succumbed to the River's End. But immediately following that, you had the elimination of Brian.
It was a Maniac that was eliminated.
Yeah, Maniac got dumped over the top,
yeah,
thanks to all three. And then following that, you had Steve Rivers.
Yeah. Rivers.
You had Rivers, Kato, and Crazy Core going 3-on-1 on Martins. Martins manages to cross up the $10 alliance, I think is a better way to put those two, because each got paid $5. Rivers got tossed over the top rope and landed on the floor. Then Kato got eliminated. And then finally, thanks to a chain passed in by Psycho Sawyer, Crazy Core gets the shot on Martins, followed by the Black Hole Slam and the pinfall victory, and still your Monster Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion, Crazy Core. That was a lot to get through.
Daniel, no, don't you mean your new heavyweight champion, Crazy
Core?
He won last
month. He came in with the title.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Sicilian Assassin has a few issues with current / former champions. So, Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, I thought it was a great concept, like you said. All the past winners of the over the years going at it. And yeah, like you said, 6 great guys going at it. In the end, though, Crazy Core, he retained his title, and great for him.
Daniel?
Yeah, that was a hectic match. A lot happened really fast, but it was great. It's... like you both have said, it's a great concept to have all of the major winners come head-to-head in the final show of the year for the major title of the company. And I like the idea of Kato attempting to technically buy his victory in this match with Rivers and Crazy Core both getting $5 from him. But we all know how that turned out, and money can't buy you happiness.
Well, I'm just surprised if $5 was enough to pay off Steve Rivers, especially when it was $5 Canadian.
Well, but, you know, it is tough times nowadays in the States, so.
That's true. But it looks like it's time for the highlights of the night here. Who wants to go first, gentlemen?
I'll go first.
Go ahead, Brian.
Well, for me, my highlight of the night is, it's the number one contenders match between Big Sexy Beast and the Irishman. Like I said, those two big bulls going back and forth. And in the end, see the Irishman pull off a second top rope moonsault for the pinfall. Unbelievable for a man that size to get to do that in a world of wrestling like this today.
Daniel?
My highlight of the night has to be that provincial title match.
Yeah.
You know, both competitors went into that ring, gave it all. You could tell they were both enjoying being in the ring with each other because they brought each other to... technically, they're breaking points. You know, Parrish was pushed a lot farther than he has in the past couple of months. I can guarantee you Mystic hasn't been pushed that far. And the chemistry that these two have in the ring together is just amazing.
And for me, I'm going to go with the main event, the Blitzkrieg match. Now,
I'm destroying the cheetah bear. There's only room for one cheetah in Alberta, and that's the greasy cheetah, Nasty Nate Nixon. It's
going to
be wild next month, fellas.
Oh, boy.
Folks, that's why I'm glad I got a fixed camera here. Sorry I had to sit through that. My highlight of the night has to be that Blitzkrieg match. Now, I was a little critical of last year's match with the fact that basically there were 2 sets of pinfalls at the exact same time, which didn't give it any good flow and whatnot. So, I felt this one flowed a lot better, had a lot better story to it, and in the end, as much as I hate the chain being used, it ended up creating a good finish for a lot. Good finish with a bad winner. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to wrap up this portion of the show. I think these two guys want to get going. I do have a special announcement here, but I want to thank the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton, for joining me.
It's always a pleasure, and you can catch me on Twitter at The Wrestling Mind.
And then, of course, the heel fan, Daniel.
The Smark, as you know me now.
Smark. I hate that term, and everybody knows that. But thank you guys for joining me here. I'm just going to fix the monitor here a little bit. Just ask the guys to turn their mics off here. All right, folks. Just want to get a little bit bigger for you guys. All right, folks. Now, the big announcement that we have is effective December 1st, we have our Backbreaker Video on Demand service now active. This is in combination with Monster Pro Wrestling, Canadian Wrestling Coalition, as well as Pure Power Wrestling, and some others that are joining as well. You can check out the website right down here. I'll have a link in the show notes for you. But fans, if you're listening to this show, you have options to download, you have options to rent, but I would highly recommend you subscribe to the channel. The channel is only $8.99 a month, but you get a 2-week free trial, and if you enter the coupon code Holiday Cheer, as this is a Christmas gift for you guys, Holiday Cheer, all one word, you will get 25% off your first month subscription to Backbreaker Video on Demand. A big thank you to Pontarella Productions for helping me put this together. And folks, we are taking Alberta wrestling to a level that you have not seen before. But that's going to wrap it up here from the Alberta Avenue Arena. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us here. This is Mike the Ref saying, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Alberta Avenue Hall with Monster Pro Wrestling Blitzkrieg 3 on Backbreaker Media.